The second black box of the doomed Egypt airplane that crashed last month, killing all 66 people on board, was pulled out of the Mediterranean Sea on Friday, a day after Egypt's investigation committee said the plane's cockpit voice recorder had been recovered. The find significantly raises hopes that investigators will finally be able to determine what caused the crash of Egypt Air Airbus A320. Both France and the United States are sending investigators to Cairo to help with the probe. The recovery of the black boxes follows a breakthrough earlier in the week when ships searching the part of the Mediterranean north of Egypt spotted the wreckage of the plane and started mapping its debris on the seabed. It's still not known what brought the plane down between the Greek island of Crete and the Egyptian coast, or whether the aircraft broke apart in the air or stayed intact until it struck the water. No militant group has said it downed the plane, which was flying to Cairo from Paris when it crashed on May 19th. The wreckage was believed to be at a depth of about 3,000 meters. Previously, search crews found only small floating pieces of debris and some human remains. On Friday, a statement from the Egyptian committee said the vessel John Lethbridge, contracted by the Egyptian government to search for the plane wreckage, pulled the data recorder out of the sea in stages. It added that it managed to successfully retrieve the memory unit of the recorder, which is the most important component. While the statement didn't elaborate on the condition of the recorder, it implied that the memory unit had been safely recovered. The two so-called black boxes were tucked into the plane's tail. The committee said that the data will be downloaded and analyzed once it arrives from the port city of Alexandria, where they will be transferred from the site of the crash. The committee said that the two recorders will be handed over to the investigators after being transferred. However, earlier in the day, an official in the committee said that the investigators had already started analyzing the cockpit voice recorder after it arrived in Cairo overnight. It was not immediately possible to reconcile the conflicting statements. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to talk to the media. France's Accident Investigating Bureau, or BEA, said Friday it is sending an investigator to Cairo to lend our technical expertise to the reading of the two recordings. On Thursday, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board also said it is sending an investigator and a recorder specialist to Cairo. Honeywell, the U.S. technology company that manufactured the cockpit voice recorder, is providing technical support as well. Flight 804 disappeared from radar about 2:45 a.m. local time after it had entered Egyptian airspace. Radar data showed the aircraft had been cruising normally in clear skies before it turned 90 degrees left, then a full 360 degrees to the right as it plummeted from 38,000 feet to 15,000 feet. It disappeared when it was at an altitude of about 10,000 feet. Leaked flight data indicated a sensor had detected smoke in a lavatory and a fault in two of the plane's cockpit windows in the final moments of the flight. Egypt's civil aviation minister, Sherif Fatih, said terrorism is a more probable cause than equipment failure or some other catastrophic event. The vessel credited with finding the wreckage is the John Lethbridge, which arrived on June 9th at the port of Alexandria, carrying highly specialized equipment of the Deep Ocean Search Company contracted by the Egyptian government to search for the remnants of the plane. A statement from DOS said the search team eventually narrowed down the search to a depth equal to 10 times the height of London Shard Tower, a 3,000-meter, 95-story skyscraper in London. Finding the black boxes was essential and could reveal whether a mechanical fault, a hijacking, or a bomb caused the disaster. Investigators also hope the black boxes will offer clues as to why there was no distress call. There are two on board each plane, a cockpit voice recorder, which should contain a record of the last 30 minutes in the cockpit and is equipped to detect even loud breathing. The second is the flight data recorder, which would contain technical information on the engines, wings, and cabin pressure. This article posted by Maggie Michael for the Associated Press in Cairo.